The Taste of Things, presented by HGS Home Chef. Hudson Valley, Berkshire area cooks and food lovers of all levels know HGS Home Chef in Hillsdale, New York. The HGS stands for Hillsdale General Store, the mother company in Hillsdale, located right across the street, which is a source for home goods and gifts. More information, hillsdalegeneralstore.com/home-chef.
What is it about tomatoes that make mouths water? Perhaps because it is one of the great fruits of summertime, a culmination of strong sun and plenty of water, ending in a juicy red orb of subtle sweetness balanced with a bit of acidity. In this series of short stories about flavors of food, I often focus on dishes that have maximum flavor but minimum ingredients. The tomato is an ideal fruit that allows for such dishes, no matter if it's cooked or used fresh. The tomato plant originated in South America, but like many good things spread across the globe. Some cultures seemingly could not live without the tomato, Italy, for example. Personally, I'm drawn to all things Italian, especially the food. Italians make simple food sublime and often use this by using tomatoes. What's better than fresh tomato sauce with nothing more than a hint of garlic, fresh basil, and a really good Parmesan cheese? Just those few ingredients make for a dish so mouthwatering, all you need is a simple pasta to show it all off. Pizza Margherita uses these same flavors, but instead of pasta, a crispy thin crust creates the framework. Neither of these dishes would exist without the glorious tomato. Whether they are eaten raw, cooked fresh from the vine, or even canned, tomatoes, in all their variety, have the ability to be the leading flavor or a dependable sidekick to an endless array of recipes. As I write this, I recently finished my spring planting of herbs, heavy on the basil, oregano, thyme, dill, and parsley, all of which are perfect complements to the tomato. I stopped growing the tomatoes some years back, not because I was unsuccessful, but being surrounded by prodigious organic farms, there is no shortage of produce, including a wide variety of tomatoes. When I was a kid, we'd eat tomatoes from our large garden while they were still warm from the sun. We'd rinse one off, slice it, and throw on a dash of salt. That's all it took for the taste of summer to burst into our willing mouths. Delicious. Chopped raw tomato, with a tiny bit of finely minced garlic and basil all tossed in a good olive oil, is the perfect topping for bruschetta, or Italian grilled bread. These are served up in Italy as antipasto, or a starter dish before a summer meal. The American version is a tomato sandwich, which I also adore. Rather than garlic or olive oil, all that's needed is good mayonnaise spread liberally on fresh, soft sourdough bread with a dash of salt. Salt is key to bringing out flavor, especially for tomatoes. When making a tomato sandwich, I never toast the bread because I love how it soaks up the mayo and juices of the tomato. Yum! Some folks prefer bacon and lettuce, a classic BLT. In this case, the bacon adds the needed salt, and of course that smoky flavor, but the quality of the bread and mayonnaise are key to the success of both sandwiches. For summer salads, tomatoes are essential. Looking again toward Italy as an inspiration, there's nothing like a caprese, which is tomatoes, mozzarella, olive oil, fresh basil, and the essential salt and pepper. Cherry or grape tomatoes also make a perfect salad all by themselves. All they need is a nice vinaigrette, perhaps with shallots and a good dose of herbs. The enhancers that pump up the flavor of these simple salads will be the vinegar and salt. These days, I prefer white balsamic or even a good apple cider vinegar rather than the dark balsamic, but that's just me. Of course, different tomatoes have different flavor profiles, so experiment a bit with which kind of vinegar is best on a particular type of tomato. For example, if the tomato is especially sweet, the vinegar can be less so. Panzanella is also a perfect summer salad. It has many of the ingredients already mentioned, tomatoes, salt, pepper, olive oil, and fresh basil, but in addition there are fresh peppers, cucumber, red onion, and red wine vinegar. What makes it a panzanella is chunks of good crusty bread. The bread soaks up the juice of the tomato, olive oil, and vinegar. If you replace the bread with feta cheese and olives, you have a Greek salad or an Israeli. If you replace the bread with feta cheese and olives, you have the Greek or Israeli salad. When everything is in season, this is heaven on a plate. Being in a summer state of mind, most of what I mention is fresh, but the versatility of the tomato continues well into the colder months. Roasted tomatoes used for condiments or the base of a great soup is scrumptious. Tomato paste in handy tubes you keep in the fridge add depth of flavor to all kinds of dishes, from American stews to any number of Italian or Mediterranean recipes. Whether you freeze or can your own cooked tomatoes, or purchase them canned from the store, my only advice would be the less ingredients, the better. The flavor of a quality canned tomato doesn't need a lot of enhancers because you'll be adding more flavors when you prepare the dish. All this talk of tomatoes has made me hungry. I think I'll make a tomato sandwich. What are you going to make? This is Matthew White from Hillsdale General Store Home Chef with The Taste of Things.
The Taste of Things, presented by HGS Home Chef. Hudson Valley, Berkshire area cooks and food lovers of all levels know HGS Home Chef in Hillsdale, New York. The HGS stands for Hillsdale General Store, the mother company in Hillsdale, located right across the street, which is a source for home goods and gifts. More information, hillsdalegeneralstore.com/home-chef.